And we're back on the Friends of Kevin radio show. We got Nicole Christian from Nicole's Eyesight Training with us. Really excited to have Nicole on the show. I got to meet Nicole last week, went up to her office, and I found myself sitting there, and I didn't think I was ever going to leave, to be honest, because the more I asked you, the more fascinated I became with what you do. So why don't we start at the beginning? What is Eyesight Training all about, and what do you do?
I help teach people, I teach people natural means of eyesight improvement. Whether it's prevention of eye disease or it's recovery from an eye disease or an eye condition, or it's a learning disability they're trying to overcome, or maybe it's an athlete who wants to improve their ability to see and field a ball. I teach improvement. So wherever they're at, I try to take them to the next level using safe, natural, non-intrusive ways to heal their eyes and rebalance their brain and make the visual processing smooth and effective and efficient.
That's why I was fascinated by it, because it really is life-changing. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a tendency to be overly dramatic. In this case, I really can be overly dramatic, because I was driving up here today thinking about you, you know, going over the show in my head, and I'm like, if I, you know, lost my ability to see, my whole business is over. It's done. I have to close my doors.
Well, not necessarily, because other senses will come up to meet the demands that you put on them. If you lose your eyesight, you can still hear. So you can still memorize, yep. And you can still run a radio show with being blind.
As long as someone drives me up here.
As long as you have a driver, right. Right. Though there's extra hurdles.
Yeah. Yeah.
But sure. It doesn't completely stop your life. If you lost your hearing, it would be much more difficult to communicate. Mm-hmm. But when you can hear and not see, you can still talk and you can still, you know, respond to people's questions. So you haven't completely lost your life. You've just impaired it.
Yep.
Considerably.
But a lot of my job is visual. Like,
yes,
at events,
absolutely.
I'm watching people. So I see you having that deer in the headlights look, you know, going, okay, I need to go get Nicole and bring her into the conversation. So tell me, who is your customer then?
Well, there's three categories. People who are trying to prevent some history in their family of an eye disease or a diabetic retinopathy, maybe if they have a family of diabetes. If their grandparents had cataracts and macular degeneration and they want to avoid that, there are nutritional ways to support that. There are eye exercises they can do to relax their visual system and not stress them out so much. That's the prevention modality. The second category would be the reversing category, people who have an eye disease. And there are like four main diseases that the eye doctors do not have a good solution for. Macular degeneration, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and cataracts. They do not have a way to reverse them. They can use experimental drugs. They can use surgical procedures, but it only slows down the degenerative process. It does not reverse what has already occurred. Whereas from a nutritional standpoint and from a syntonic standpoint, syntonics is using frequencies of light to bring the body into balance, and it affects the central nervous system through the brain centers, the pineal, pituitary, and hypothalamus glands. So this is something that I've been trained in that's been used consistently in America for over 80 years. It's got all kinds of scientific research behind it. And this is something that I use to speed up healing in a person and regenerate the cells of the eye. And then the third category of people who are my clients are people who are like athletes and who have a lot of reading in their job, and they want to speed up their visual capacity to comprehend and remember what they've covered.
Now, Nicole, when I think about it, we beat on our eyes.
Yes, we do.
Most of us, you know, we sit in front of our laptop or mm-hmm. our computer.
Or okay, our iPad, yeah. Or our iPhone.
And as soon as we're done doing that, we go watch television.
Yes.
You know, and I think about myself, you know, there's days when I'll go upstairs after putting in way more hours than I should have, and my eyes are like pretty much shut, and what's left of them is totally bloodshot.
Right.
And you're like, okay, I need to maybe back away from the electronics for a few minutes here.
Yes, and make sure that you're properly hydrated, and make sure that you're blinking a lot, because people who stare create a condition of like a stagnant pond. You want to keep a pond moving so it doesn't develop scum, it doesn't grow algae, it doesn't have all these nasty things happen to it. You want to keep the water flowing. And the same thing with your eyes. You want to keep them flowing, because every time you blink, you're feeding your eyesight. You're allowing the tears, the lacrimal fluid, to feed the cornea, the front of your eye, and then seep into the rest of the eye. So the eye has no blood vessels in the middle of it, just in the very back, and the tears in the front, and that's the only way it gets fed. So every time you blink, you're feeding your eyes, you're relaxing your visual system, you're allowing yourself a little bit of breathe time, and it's a really good preventative way to maintain vision longer.
Wow, that's amazing. So why don't we talk a little bit about the things you don't do?
Well, I'm not an eye doctor. I was trained in an eye doctor's office, two offices, but I don't diagnose. I don't take foreign objects out of the eye. I don't do any drugs, any surgery, no injections, nothing like that. For that, you need to go to an eye doctor, an ophthalmologist or an optometrist, because that's what they're trained in. They're trained in the anatomy and how to diagnose the diseases and conditions and treatments. Traditional treatments. And I'm trained in alternative treatments and support of the system, how to relax the system, how to encourage the brain and the eyes to communicate better.
So where did you train? Did they teach this in college?
Absolutely not. This is something you have to find on your own. And through books and through workshops and through conferences and then the apprenticeships to two eye doctors, optometrists in the Pennsylvania area, I have gathered over the last 20 years quite a body of knowledge and understanding of how the body systems work together. For instance, it's the adrenals that contract the pupil and that keep you from being too sensitive to light. So if you have to wear sunglasses all the time because the light is so bright, that means your adrenal system is low. And you need to support that nutritionally so you have the energy to contract your eyes, bring things into focus, and not have that washing of the retina. And flooding it with light that makes your eyes hurt because it's too bright.
All right, I got to be overly dramatic again. It's got to be incredible when you work with someone and see that improvement.
It is, yes.
They must run up and hug you.
They do. I get so many hugs. I get people telling me I'm a godsend, that I'm an angel.
But you are. I mean, if you're taking them,
they call
and
me doc,
them,
and yeah. I say, no, I'm not a doctor. Yeah, really, yeah. I'm not. And they go, but you should be. Yeah, yeah. You've helped me so much.
But that has to be just hugely rewarding.
It is.
Beyond belief.
Yes.
But especially if someone's coming and saying, but they've told me that it's just a matter of progression.
And there's no hope for me. Yeah. And my case is, just hopeless. And I don't even know why I'm here. And they burst into tears.
Yeah.
Because it's such a vital thing in life. And they're afraid their whole life is going to end if they go blind. I had a macular degeneration person from Canada. Her husband found me on the web and brought her to my office in Vermont at the time. And he was a physics professor in Montreal University. And he didn't know how this girl with no degrees and no, diplomas, just a bunch of certificates could help. But he was desperate, and so was she. She sat down, burst into tears, and he proceeded to explain what her condition was. She was a minus 18. She wore contacts and thick eyeglasses. She had high myopia, nearsightedness, and her eye was tearing. She'd had several surgeries to repair that. She could barely see the big E on my Snellen chart. From 10 feet away with all this glasses. And she was now had macular degeneration that was wet, and they didn't have any treatments that were working. We worked with her with Syntonics, with hydration, with nutrition. And 3 months later, she went back to her ophthalmologist, and he nearly fell off his chair because she was reversing. Her eye was healing. Both eyes. She only expected the one. She only wanted the one that was tearing to stop tearing.
Sure.
So she would have a little bit of sight left. But both eyes had begun to repair, rebuild, heal, and the Vaseline on both eyes was coming off. She was able to see clearer and clearer.
That's amazing.
It was phenomenal. It was just incredible, miraculous thing.
So how long does
But this
does
is a repeatable
take?
Thing.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. But how long should someone expect it to take? Though?
Well, she saw results within the first month. I like the hopeless cases, the desperate people, because they're so far down that anything will improve them. And so you see rapid progression. If someone is just a little nearsighted, they've got to work on it to really notice the difference.
Yep.
But if someone is majorly nearsighted, a week of resting and relaxing and strengthening their visual system and supporting it nutritionally changes things dramatically.
Nice.
Because the body is, we're wired, our DNA is wired to come into balance, to homeostasis. And so as soon as it can do that, it wants to. And so it moves in that direction toward balance. As soon as it knows it has an opportunity, it has an option, that there's this new tool, wow, the brain wasn't aware of that. Now it's going to grab a hold of that, and it's going to use that. Get into balance as fast as possible, because it's so much more efficient that way.
So the question you must get all the time is, well, what does it cost?
Well, it costs time, money, and effort, same as anything else that's worthwhile. But to come and see me, I have a 3-hour initial consultation. It's $100.
That's extremely reasonable.
I think so.
Well, it is, though.
Especially when you have a 20-year background in helping people, and you've got my undivided attention. You can ask any question. I'll explain anything for those 3 hours. And we get established baselines. I take your history. We discuss your goals. We form a strategy to recovering. If you can't afford that, you can come to one of my workshops. That's $50. If you can't afford that, I have talks, little one-hour talks for $5.
Nice.
So there's something for everybody. I have different prices, and there's a lot of information in me that I want to get out, and I want to help people. That's my main goal, is to see lives change for the better.
It's nice that, like you said, you know, you do a lot of talks for people.
Yes.
Because, you know, when all of a sudden, you know, you go from, you know, having okay or good vision today, and all of a sudden something changes in your life, it has to be overwhelming.
Yes.
You know, and of course, that's the first thing we do is we run home and we Google it, you know. And,
well, hopefully that's the first thing. Most people, the first thing is to call their mother and go, oh, no.
Well, true. But like I said, again, you know, there's all sorts of things online, you know, so you have to be able to learn to filter things.
Yes.
Where it's like, okay, you know, this could be this, could be that. But to sit down with a professional of your experience and just say, I'm scared, you know, walk me through what I should expect and make a plan for me.
And what are the options? I mean, I actually have a list of traditional options for fixing eyesight, and then me as well. So you can, if you know what options are out there, you can make an intelligent, informed decision.
That's awesome.
And
I agree.
So if it's something that I'm not sure of, I say, you know, I really would appreciate if you'd go to an eye doctor. I have several I can recommend. And there's all kinds of people in the phone book. If you know of somebody or you have somebody who knows your eyesight, go back to them and get a real professional diagnostic survey to make sure there's not something else going on here. There's certain clues and you know, things. If you ever see light flashes or if you have eye pain, you really ought to go to an eye doctor as soon as possible and find out what the problem is. But a lot of times, even though you go as soon as possible, they say run right to your eye doctor. Once they diagnose you, they don't know what to do about it. Oh, yes, your eyesight is tearing, but we can't do anything except, you know, burn, cauterize the tears and hope that it stops. And you'll probably have to come back because there might be another tear, and then you'll have to sleep on your face or on your back or sleep sitting up. They have these different positions for depending on what your problem is. But they don't know how to accelerate the healing, and that's where my strength is.
Yep. I find it whenever I have an issue, it's stress. That's what he tells me every time.
Well, then your B vitamins are low.
Yeah, it's
stress eats up your B vitamins, and if you take enough B vitamins, it'll eat up the B vitamins instead of you.
So, but I joke, I'm like, I'm stressed 365 days a year. Why is it just today? My eyes twitching like crazy, you know?
Right.
But that's what ends up happening. How do people find you?
Well, by word of mouth, hopefully. But I do various things on the internet. I have a website, eyesight.magix.net. Magix is spelled M-A-G-I-X.
Yep.
So eyesight.magix.net. With an X, .net, has my website, and it has all my upcoming events, my background, my a few really dramatic success stories.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
pictures
now,
of my office. I'm very pleased with my office.
Is there one example of an eye exercise we can learn over the radio?
While people are driving, yes. Yeah. There's a lot of different things that I know how to do.
Now, we're assuming they're listening at home.
Well, if they're listening at home, that's okay, too. Yeah. But in case they happen to be in traffic, I don't want to have to cover their eyes or anything like that. So
what could possibly go wrong, Nicole?
Well, you see, I have to take into consideration all these different factors. So whether you're sitting at home or you're sitting in a car, if you're they always tell us in driver's ed to scan from horizontally, left to right, as you're going down the road. Be aware of what's happening on either side of the car, what's next to the car, as well as what's behind the car and in front of the car. But your eyes should be moving back and forth, left to right, across the roads. So in case the guy in front of you slams in your brake, you know what lane is free to dash into so you don't hit him. Okay, so that's a
logical
scanning. Yep. That's a scanning technique. To use that scanning technique and to draw the alphabet with your eyes. So you're not going to be moving your head. You're just going to be like, if say if you're sitting at a light,
yeah.
You look up at the light for the capital A, and then you know, starting at your bottom left, you go up to the light for the peak of the A,
yeah.
And then down to the bottom right for the other leg of the A, and then you'll do a horizontal cross for the A,
yeah.
And then you can do the B. You start, you know, somewhere for the B, like at the bottom left. You go up for the thing and around and around, and then you're done with the B. Then you start with the C. You'll start at a diagonal on the upper right, like at 1 o'clock,
yeah.
Come around in a circular motion to end somewhere around 4 o'clock. So it's a, you know, counterclockwise C. You can get a few letters in as you're waiting in traffic.
Mm.
You're exercising, you're strengthening your eye muscles and eye control, and you are you're relaxing your brain by concentrating on the task at hand instead of, oh, I wish this light would hurry up. I wish the traffic would move. I wish. So you're actually doing something good for yourself. You're relaxing your brain. You're giving it something really simple, and you're helping your eyes team and stretch.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So Nicole, let's grab your contact information one more time. We got about 30 seconds.
Well, my phone number is 239-896-7851, and my eyesight.magix.net website is always open 24/7.
And your office is located in Salem?
Salem, New Hampshire at the Salem Marketplace.
Great. Nicole, I really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
You just listened to Friends of Kevin Radio Show on WSMN 1590 Nashville and online at WSMNradio.com. So you can hear the show every Monday from 11 to 1. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email at kevin@friendsofkevin.com. And as always, you can check out our upcoming events on facebook.com/friendsofkevin or on our website at friendsofkevin.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.